Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing why the king has to be more focused on Talmud Torah than the average person. He's not allowed to drink, l'shichrus. He's not allowed to be too into his wives. So we learn halacha hey. Eliyeh osuk oisik b'Torah b'tzarech yisrael b'yom b'layle. He should be busy with the Jewish people all the time. So that's we spoke about in the last shiur, that he encompasses the Jewish people, the Din Tzibur, and Memela is a special Din of Talmud Torah, the Tzibur. Okay, so now we're continuing again. This is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon Hagadol Muflav HaMuflog, Reb David Manzitzal. So he says another mahalach, when the Rambam says that there's a special chiv Talmud Torah for the Melech, mitzad shelibo lev kol kahal Yisrael, because in the Tosefta, in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin, halacha hey, and in the Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin, parak beis, halacha vav, it says, v'alo dvarim kal v'choymer, u'ma melech Yisrael, shlo asak, elo b'soche Yisrael, ne'amar boy, kol yimei chayiv, kol sha'ar kol adam alachat kama v'chama. So the Tosefta says, and also the Yerushalmi, we have a Kal v'chomer Melech Yisrael who is busy with the needs of the Jewish people. It says he should learn Torah Kol Yemei Chayiv. Certain other people, certainly. They certainly should be learning Torah. Ad kan mi divrei ha-Tosefta v'Yerushalmi. And l'chayra, it's very schwer. Because in the Rambam we see Fakert. We see the Rambam says that the king should be more involved in Torah. Another ring of Kal v'chomer, no. A king should be less involved. Ram says the king should be more involved in Torah. He's involved in Sarche Israel and Torah. That's his job. And the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta say that a king was so busy with Atzkonas, with Sarche HaKlal. So Memela, he has to be Kol Yemei Chayiv. So certainly a regular Jew. So a regular Jew has to be more involved in Torah. Chatzkel Abramsky in his Chazon Yecheskel asked the Kasha, what's the Kal v'chomer here? It's Poshet that when a king is involved in Tzarcha Yisrael, he's supposed to be Talmud Torah. And the whole Chiyuv in Talmud Torah is when he's not Oisek. And then when he's not Oisek in Talmud Torah, he's got a Chiyuv like every other Jew. So what's the Kal v'chomer? That a regular Jew has to learn Torah more than a king. A king is like every other Jew. When he's involved in things that pattern from Talmud Torah, he doesn't have to learn. And the moment he doesn't have a Ptur, then he has to learn. So it's everyone's the same. It's the Kol Todavah. As Nirakach, Lefi Mashi Yosad or Sameach, Mufursam, Perak Aleph Me'elchot Talmud Torah, Shechiyuv Talmud Torah Shel Kol Yochid V'Yochid, the Chiyuv Talmud Torah of every individual is Lefi Madregosoi V'Koychois Nafshoi, is according to his Madrega, according to his Keches HaNefesh, U'Lekol Echad Yesh Shi'ur Miuchad Shel Chiyuv Talmud Torah. ורק קריאה שמה שחרית וערבית הוא חיוב בלוי שייכוס לאפשרותו וכוחותיו. So when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's individualistic, it's subjective, depends on the person, and only when it comes to Shir, Kriyash, Meshachas, and Arvis, a person's chayiv without any shaykhus to his possibilities, to his koichus. ובזהו ביירת הסוגיה בנדרים בדפחת, בעד יבא יפטר נפשי בקריאה שמה שחרית וערבית, Ayin Sham B'Divrei Yor Tzameach V'Hadvarim Mevo'arim B'Divrei HaMarsha B'Sanhedrin B'Dav Zayin Amud Bet V'Dibur HaMatchil Ela Al Divrei Torah Ayin Sham Toh Davar Sheyesh Chovas Objektivit Ishit Individualit Every person has their own individual Chiv And that's what Rambam is teaching us Shemelech Liboy Kelev Kol Kahal Yisrael In other words His Din is kemishi yesh lo kol hakoychus l'talmud Torah k'chol kahal Yisrael. So in other words, he is encompassing liboy is lev kol kahal Yisrael, and mameli he's encompassing gans kahal Yisrael. And as such, what does that obligate him to do? As such, that obligates him to be learning the maximal amount, b'yoyim uvalayla. And on that, We can understand, with that we can understand the Tosefta in Yerushalmi. Kal v'chomer, v'mishi yesh lo es hakoich b'metzius, v'lok machmas din shelibo hu kalev kol kahal Yisrael, shechayev lefi kol koi chesev. Somebody who has the koach in the metzius, not only because his lev is lev kol kahal Yisrael, but in the metzius he has the koiches, so certainly he's chayev. But it's only talking about somebody who has the koiches lahatzlacha b'tam Torah. So you have a kal v'chomer mimelech. Because even though, b'fayal, he's busy with Tzarcha Yisrael, nevertheless, because he's considered as if he has unlimited power because his lev is lev kol kahal Yisrael, he's chayev in Talmud Torah as much as possible, maximally. So kal v'chomer, somebody who has the koyach b'metzius, mamish, gevaldik. So it emerges according to this, that in the din of a Talmud Torah, the melech, yesh gam yotil chiyuv v'gam yotil kiyum. He has more of a chiyuv Talmud Torah, and he has more of a kiyum Talmud Torah. Because his kiyum Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah v'tzibur. So that's gresel from Talmud Torah for nayochid, like we learned in the previous year. And he is libor's lev kol kahal Yisrael, so it's like he has the capacity of ganz kahal Yisrael. וזה נראה במה שכתוב במשלה בפרק למד א', פסוק ג', ואל תיתן לנשים חיליך ודרכיך למחות מלכין. What does this פסוק mean? So what it means is, אל תיתן לנשים חיליך, don't give women your chayil, chayil is your strength, your koichus, the koichus of a king, have to be dedicated to Talmud Torah below Gvul. Al titneim lenoshim, shu bizayin uprisus. He's giving his koiches, he has tremendous koiches, and he's wasting it on, having a romantic breakfast by the beach. Maze, you have koiches for Talmud Torah, don't waste it. Vidrachecha, what does it mean, vidrachecha? There's darchei malchus. So there's a special kiyum of Talmud Torah mitzad malchus. And instead of this kiyum, what is he doing? Limchot melachim. He's doing mechia. Mechia is a razor. He's being mevatel. He's nullifying this special chi of Talmud Torah of the king. And that's all legabei noshim. And legabei yayin, we see there in pasuk dalit in Mishle. This was pasuk gimel. Weiter it says, Al la melachim limoel. Al la melachim shtoyain v'l'roznim ei shechar. Pen yishte v'yishkach mechukak v'yishan et din kol b'nei oini. In other words, it's not only Prisus and Bittel, but there's an Isser Mamish, because through the Yayin, he's going to be Mishanet Din Kol B'nei Oini. He's not going to be judging properly. That's what it means. Pen Yishta V'Shachach Mechuka Mechoykek. It's talking about Din, it's talking about Talmud Torah, it's talking about the Chok. Loshen Chakika. Pen yishta v'yishkach mechukak. V'chein yishana kol b'nei oni, in other words, tzarcha Yisrael, that the Jewish people are incumbent upon him. Yishani, he's going to change it, he's not going to do it properly. And because this in halacha hey, we see in the Rambam, there's an iser mamish. In the halacha hey, the Rambam is talking about Amelech Oster Lishlos Derech Shichrus. And that's what we have in Mishle, that be careful not to drink too much. You're going to change the din. So that's an Isser Mamish. That's why the Rambam there uses the lashon of Melech Osu Lishtois Derech Shichus. That's a lashon of Isser. And the chiddush of the Rambam is it's also even at night, because even then he's Melech, and even at night he's not a judge at night. Even though the Ikar Malchus is Ladin, as we see later on in Perek Dal Alecha Yud, he's not a judge at night, but still at night he's Oisek B'Tzarcha Yisrael, and he's Oisek in Torah, so you shouldn't be drinking too much. So if he's a Melech, his Hanhag is not allowed to be Al Piyayin, Alecha Vav, the Rambam's talking about Nashim. And Halacha Vav is not mamish in Isser, it's just not appropriate for the king to throw away his koichas on nashim. Instead of being matzui with Torah, he's matzui im ishto. He shouldn't be doing that, the Rambam says. Divko akasav v'torish, be busy with Torah. Libo lev kol kahal Yisrael. So that's the answers what we asked at the beginning. Didn't see in Halacha Vav and Halacha He and Vav. But He is mamish in Isser. He should be Isaac that she's not allowed to drink Derech Shichrus, because he's going to end up he's going to end up changing the din and not judging properly or not judging at all. And in Halacha Hey, and then in Halacha Vav, the Rambam doesn't say Mamish and Isser, because it's not Mamish and Isser. It's just not appropriate. Al titei l'nashim chelecha. And then in Halacha Hey, he talks about Yom and Belayel, even though Layel, the Chiddush of the Rambam is, even though Layel is not as manad din, nevertheless, he still shouldn't be drinking even at night, as long as he's a din melech. And in Halacha Vav, the Rambam doesn't talk about day and night, because there the Chiddush isn't about night, he's not talking about din. He's talking about Nashim. He's just saying that you should be busy with Torah, not with women, and therefore he doesn't stress the day and night thing. Libo's Lev Kol Kahal Yisrael, and his din of Talmud Torah is a special, unique din of Talmud Torah. That he is a din of Tzibur, and he has a special chiyuv as if he is the kochot of all of Klal Yisrael. We see that in Mishlei, only Legabayin, it says Alam Achim Lemuel. Rashi says Lemuel, he was Shayach Lakel, he's Shayach to Hashem, but it doesn't say that by Al Titein Lanashim Chelecha. But we understand now why. By Yayin, the Chiddush is that there's no Zman that he's not Meshubat Malchus, and therefore he's Aser B'Yayin even at night. That's the Iker Chiddush of the Rambam and Halacha Hey. And because of that, it says, Lemoel, he's Lakel. He's Kulo Lakel. There's no Zman that he has for himself. And therefore he's Aser B'chol Zman L'Yayin. Because he's completely Meshubat. He's completely Meshubat to Klal Yisrael. He's completely Meshubat to the Malchus. And therefore it says, Lamokel. It's completely Meshubat to Hashem, obviously. Whereas in Halacha Vav, he's talking about women. Women is Ninistira Tishibud. It's just a prisus. It's just pasnished for a king busy wasting his kochos on love and romance. Instead, he should be busy in higher things. Not that Chas V'Shalom is anything wrong with one loving one's wife and having a good relationship. But the king shouldn't be expending extra kochos. Like the Rambam writes, the Rambam doesn't say he shouldn't look at his wives. The Rambam says that lo yashotuf binoshim. He shouldn't overdo it, because it's a prisus. It's a prisus. Al titein l'nashim chelecha v'drachecha l'mchoyz melechem. It's going to erase your kingship, because you're. It's a prisus for you to be involved in this, in being shatuv b'nashim, being overly involved with your wives. And that's what we see in the pasuk. It's chelecha, you're giving away your kochos. It's not darchei melechem. So that's halacha hey and halacha vav. Obviously, there's a lot more to say. This was a uncharacteristically short shtickle of the Moreno of Rabbeinu Zatzal. So it says Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue with Darkeinu HaTov with Rabbeinu, learning Hilchos Malachim, and we have Halacha Zayin, Skevaldik, of course, very, very gishmak, and hopefully we'll see continued Neflois, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatzumos, Mitaros Hashem. Please stay tuned. We shall continue. Shalom.